And now the game where we ask interesting people about things that simply do not interest them. It's called Not My Job. Now, Randy Wayne White is a proud resident of Florida's Gulf Coast. He's been an adventurer and an explorer all around the world. He's a deep sea diver. He's a fishing guide. He's now a best-selling author of thrillers set here in Florida. Yeah. Randy Wayne White, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Now, let's establish some background here. Like a lot of people in Florida, you are not originally from here.
Born in Ohio, and doggone proud of it.
I imagine.
I'm telling you what.
So you came to Florida, but you came at a much younger age than many people do.
I was, as I recollect, 21, 22 years old, had a full set of hair, thought beer was a food. And I got my ocean operator's captain's license in 1974.
And you came down here to be a fisherman, to be a fishing guide? Was that your initial?
I wanted to write. And for whatever reason, I was not a particularly good student. Well, I actually know the reason. But came down here and wanted to write and chartered for almost 14 years, did more than 3,000. Charters.
Wow. Now, did you come down to write because, like you said to yourself, well, I don't have the capacity to make up anything. I'll just go down to Florida and look around. we were looking through your biography, and there are a lot of stories. You went deep sea diving with Soviet divers in Cuba in the 70s, is that
1977,
right?
Yeah.
How did you end up deep sea diving? Just let's pick that one out.
Well, I went to the Isle of Pines, and I think it was illegal then, I'm pretty sure. I was down there about 7 days. Any scuba divers in this audience? Yeah. Well, here is my advice to you. Do not use Soviet dive gear.
Yeah.
But went back many times and adore the Cuban people. And in 1980,
yeah,
during the Mariel Harbor boat lift, some of you may be old enough to remember, I had a Cuban-American buddy in Key West, and he called me and said, can you get a boat? And I said, you betcha. Had three of my baseball buddy roustabout pals with me. In Key West, I said to my baseball pals, we might be in Mariel for, oh, I don't know, 2 or 3 days. I gave him some money, sent him to town for food. They came back with 17 cases of beer.
Yeah.
And we were in Mariel 11 days. And on the 11th day, the Guardia loaded our 55-foot boat up with 147 refugees. And when it stormed all night. They say 110 miles is a short distance. It is not. When we raised Key West after coming from Mariel, 21 hours, and they realized what they were seeing, packed arm to arm in this boat. They all took up this chant, Libertad, Libertad. And boy, that sticks with you.
Wow.
That's, yeah.
You know, I don't know if anybody has ever mentioned this to you, Randy. And forgive me if I'm being a little forward here, but you seem to have a knack for telling a story. So let's talk about your novels. You've written about 20 novels, many of them bestsellers, and your hero is a fellow named Doc Ford.
Marine biologist Doc Ford, again, fishing guide, Tarpon Bay Marina on Sanibel Line. In 1987, the federal government came to us and said, we're closing Tarpon Bay to powerboat traffic. And I was out of a job. And I tell you truly, I am not qualified to do anything. So I decided to write a novel. Right. Doc Ford was the marine biologist, pragmatic, nonlinear, came up with another character who I wanted to be purely spiritual.
Right.
And I thought if I have these two cerebral components, I could say any doggone thing I wanted to between the one and the other one. Yeah.
And so these guys have adventures that are somewhat based maybe on some of the adventures you've had. For example, your novel Cuba Straits involves Cuban baseball players. You've had your adventures with Cuban baseball.
I was a mediocre player. I starting catcher on my high school team, Davenport Central.
Right.
Hey, come on. Gee. But we would take baseball teams to Cuba, and perhaps the statute of limitations is up, I'm not sure, but we would go illegally.
Yeah.
And we would take thousands of pounds, boxes and boxes of baseball gear, and we would drive to the countryside. And if we saw some village team playing baseball, we'd challenge them to a game. And we'd give away gear. And the Cuban government, by gum, they did not like it. So it was always a kind of a tag sort of thing where we would drive to the countryside and they would try to take our gear, and it was a hoot.
That sounds like it. I was about to say that many novelists like yourselves sort of write their characters having the adventures that they never had, but you probably have to tone it down for your thrillers.
Except for the sex scenes and the fight scenes.
Really?
Yeah. No, that's, I don't, no.
Well, Randy Wayne White, we are delighted to talk to you, and we have invited you here today to play a game we're calling...
Welcome to Bill's Anchor Desk Cafe, where every meal is breaking news.
So as we have said, you have three theme restaurants here in Florida, based on your character, Doc Ford.
Yes.
But we were wondering what you know about the other theme restaurants in this world. Answer two out of these three questions about theme restaurants. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the delicious voice of Carl Castle. Bill, who is Randy White playing for?
Sarah Collins of Tampa, Florida.
I love Tampa.
Tampa's the best. Okay, ready to play?
I haven't taken a quiz from high school. Let's hope I do a little better.
All right. Next time you're in Ahmedabad, India, you can check out their most famous theme restaurant. Which of these? A, the Kama Sutra Cafe, where each dish is named after a particular position. B, the new Lucky restaurant built in an actual graveyard where you eat at tables between the graves. Or C, the new Delhi Jewish Deli.
I'm going to go with number three.
You're going to go with the new Delhi Jewish Deli?
Yes.
There should be a new Delhi Jewish Deli in New Delhi, but there isn't. It's actually the new Lucky restaurant where you eat on actual graves. And if you don't like your entree, well, just look down. It could be worse. You still have two more chances, so I'm not worried. There's this chicken restaurant in Thailand where your meal is served to you how? A, in tiny pieces, which you have to reassemble into a whole chicken before you're allowed to eat it. B, it's put on a motorized cart, and you have to put on a fox costume and chase it if you want to eat. Or C, the fried chicken is set on fire, launched through the air, and caught on the spiked helmet of a waiter riding a unicycle.
C.
C. You're saying you're going for C? The audience.
I did some thinking. I thought it over. I didn't hear anybody out there.
All right. It is, in fact, C. We haven't been. We haven't been, but apparently the waiters are really good at catching the flaming chickens on their spiked helmets while riding a unicycle. If you get this last one right, you win. In Taipei, Taiwan, there's a restaurant based on what appetizing theme? A, autopsies. Each meal comes inside a little plastic cadaver. B, taxes. At the end of each meal, you have to write down everything you ate and drank and are either given a refund or have to pay a penalty. Or C, toilets. You sit on actual toilets and eat out of little dishes shaped like toilets and urinals.
C. Yeah,
I love the people in the audience who are going, C, it's the toilets. You're right, it was in fact C. There is a toilet restaurant in Taiwan.
I knew I'd ace this quiz.
Yeah. I'm sure in the next novel, Doc Ford will come on and get all three right. But, Bill, how did Randy White do on our quiz?
Randy got two out of three. It means he's a winner.
Randy Wayne White is an author, adventurer, and restaurateur. His upcoming book is called Seduced. Randy, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, guys.
I got my ticket, and I'll tell you what I think I'll do.